The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Chof Hei. The Gemara discusses the issue of Machloikas about Uber Yerachimoi. And the Gemara says that if we hold Uber Lav Yerachimoi, and a person is Mafrish, the Chatos Muberes, then the halacha will be Ratzabach Meschaper, Ratzabach Vlada Meschaper. A person could either bring the mother or the daughter. That's a Rabbi Yochanan's sheet. Now the Gemara in the first parak said something very interesting. The Gemara in Dafir Aleph said that if a person is mafer shechatos muberes, and then he shecht v'chatos, so there's two braises. One braise says that the halacha is that the basar of the baby, the ober, must be eaten only by zifrei kohuna. And another braisa says that the basar of the baby can be eaten by anybody. And the Gemara explains that this will be tali in this machlokes. If you hold that the baby is also a separate carbon, becomes a carbon also, then the halacha will be that the baby will be if you hold kedusha challah obrin because over lavi arachimoy, then the halacha will be that the baby is also a chatos, and therefore when you shechted the mother, the meat of the baby, the basar of the baby, must be eaten by zichrei kohuna. However, if you hold over yerachimoy, so the Gemara says that the basar of the ober does not have to be eaten by zichrei kohuna, and whether or not it has to be eaten by zichrei kohuna would depend on the machloikis of whether or not we say that Bahava Yasin ain't Toshin or Me'iman ain't Toshin. If we say Bahava Yasin ain't Toshin, then the Basar of the Ober is not Kaddish until it's born. But if you say Me'iman ain't Toshin, then the Basar of the Ober is Kaddish right away as soon as you're Makdish the mother. The Chazanish and the Briskrov ask Akash on the Gemara. Even though we're saying that Ober Lav Yerachimoy and Kedusha Chalal Oberin, and therefore the Ober becomes a Chatos when your Makdish the mother becomes a separate Chatos, that should still not lead us to the conclusion that the Basar of the Ober must be eaten L'Zichrei Kuna when you Shech the mother. Why? Because although certainly it cannot be eaten by anybody because it has Kedusha, nevertheless it should not be able to eat by Zichrei Kuna, it should not be able to eat by anybody at all, because we know that the only time that a person is allowed to eat the basar of a carbon, the kohen, the kohanim eat the basar of the carbon, is only once you had Srikas Adam. Once you perform the avoidus, the four ikar avoidus, the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika, then the basar of the carbon becomes mutter to the kohanim. However, before you perform these avoidus, the halacha is you're not allowed to eat the basar before Srikas Adam. Frekta Chazanish and the Briskarov, why does the Braisa say that it may be eaten by Zichrei Kuna as soon as you shechta the mother, since our Gemara is teaching us that these are two separate chatois, these are two separate karbonis? When I makdish the mother, you hold over lavi erchimoi, the uber is not a part of the carbon of the mother. It's like your mafresh de chatois lachrayis. And since it's like your mafresh de chatois lachrayis, each one is a separate carbon, and each one should theoretically need to have its own avoida in order to imater its basar. So why does the Braisa teach us that once you're zayrik the dam of the mother, right away you're allowed to eat the basar of the uber, the kohenim are allowed to eat it, the zichrei kuna, and you're allowed to eat it with nunat kohen? True, it can't be eaten by a non-kohen, but even the kohen himself should not be allowed to eat it because this carbon, the uber carbon, did not have any zrikas sadam. This is the kasha that's asked by the Chazanish of Briskarov. So I thought to suggest the teretz as follows. Gemara in Psachim brings down two psukim that teach us that you cannot eat the basar of the carbon before you have Zrikas Adam. One pasuk is that it says in the Torah, the Kohanim should eat the basar, it says by the Meluim, the Aaron and his children should eat the basar of the Shlamim Asher Kupar Bahem, because they had a kapara with the Shlamim. And we learn out that the Achila itself is Mechaper. But the Gemara over there says that it's only after Kapara, once you had the Kapara of the Dam, that the Kohenim are allowed to eat the Basar. That is one thing that you learn, one pasuk. Another pasuk is, that in Parashas Re'ei, where the Torah talks about how you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat kachin b'chutz. And there's a parasha over there that says that you're allowed to eat chulin that was shechted outside of the Azara, but you're not allowed to eat kachim that was shechted outside of the Azara. And the Torah says that the Zara, that if you have a carbon, so what you have to do is you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Zara ka'koyin es adam al mizbach Hashem alikecha, v'abosir toifa. First the koyin does rikas adam al mizbach Hashem alikecha, he does rikas adam on the mizbeach, and then v'abosir toifa. That's another pasuk. So one can suggest as follows. The pasuk in Tetzaveh by Miluim that tells us that you have to have Zrika Saddam first gives the following reason. The reason given over there is because you first have to have Kapara. The Kapara has to be cut before the Achilas HaBasar. Now, when you're Makdash Shtei Chatois Lachrayis, these two Chatois, true, they're two separate Karbonis, but they are both coming to you Mechaper on one Avera. And once I'm makrid one chatos, now the kapara is no longer necessary. And the halacha is that either it's chatos amesis according to Rav Shimon, or according to Rabbanon, it's you makrid it as oila midaraisa, or midrabbanon you have raya and you have to bring the money and use it for an oila. But the idea is that the kapara that you were makdish this carbon for is a kapara of one specific chet, and both of these karbonos come to mechaper for that chet. So mitzad that pasuk, once I had kapara by doing zrikas adam of one of the karbonos, one could say a svara that now mitzad that pasuk you would not have to be zirik the dam of the other karbon. You'd be able to eat the basar without zrikas adam, because the only reason why I have to do zrikas adam is only because achilas habasar has to come after I have a kapara. But over here in this case, since both korbanos were niskadish, were hukdash in order to be mechaper on one specific chet, and I already had a kapar on that chet, so one could suggest that mitzad the halach and parshas tzava, you don't need to have zrikas adam of both korbanos. Zrikas adam of one carbon would be sufficient. However, we know certainly that if you have two korbanos, you makdish lachrayis, and I have zrikas adam of one of the korbanos, abada, I can't go ahead and eat the boss of the other carbon without performing that oitz. I have to either do an oila or it's chatois amesis, whatever it is. In a normal case, you would not be allowed to eat the basar because you're zayir d'dam of one of the karbonos. But one could suggest as follows. Perhaps that only applies to a situation where you're makdish two live karbonos. But where you're makdish a mother and its uber, perhaps it will be different. Why? Because like we said before, there's another pasuk also. There's a pasuk that says that over there, the pasuk doesn't tell us anything about kapara. The pasuk doesn't say that the reason why you have to be zarek adam before the achilas habasar is in order to have a kapara. All the Torah says is you have to be zarek adam and then you're allowed to eat it. So mitzad that pasuk, one would not be allowed to eat the basar regardless of if one had a kapara, as long as the avodah of zrikas adam was not performed. However, the context of those psukim is discussing the concept of when basar becomes mutter ba'achila generally. In other words, we know that when you have chulin and you shecht the carbon, you shecht the behema of chulin, you also have to do shechita. You have to get the dam out of the behema in order to eat the behema. You have to do shechita, and there's all kinds of mitzvahs that you have to do before you're able to eat the basar. There's all kinds of things you have to do with the dam in order to be able to eat the basar. And right before that, it says the parasha of what you have to do with a carbon in order to be able to eat the basar. So one could suggest that these are mitzvahs that a person was nischayiv to perform with the dam of the behema in order to eat the basar. By chulin, you have to shech the carbon and take out the dam, and then you're allowed to eat the basar. By kachim, there's a whole procedure that has to be followed. It's not enough to shech the dam. There's to shech the behema, you have to be mekabel the dam, you have to be boilus the dam, and you have to be zayrik the dam. All these avodas have to be performed with the dam in order to matter the basar, similar to the concept of doing shechita by chulin. Kachim needs an enhanced shechita. You have to do shechita, kabbalah, ilach, azrika, which would be in the place of shechita of chulin. And that is the explanation of that halacha of zorak hakoyin as adam al mizbach Hashem alikecha v'abasar toichel, that there's a specific process that has to be followed with the dam of kachim in order to be matter the achilas habasar, which is a substitute for the shechita of chulin. Kachim needs more than chulin. Now we know by chulin that a ben pekuah, If you shecht the behema and you find the uber inside of the behema, the uber does not need shechita at all. You're allowed to rip open the uber and eat it. Why? Because since the uber was inside of its mother at the time of shechita, there's no din of shechita on the uber at all. So one could suggest that if the din of zrika that the Torah talks about in Parashas Re'eh, that when it says as bezarak hakoynes adam mizrach Hashem lekeach la'basar toichel, if that din of zrika is a substitute for shechita of chulin, it's an enhanced shechita that kachem needs. You need shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. One could suggest that a ben pekuah may not need this enhanced shechita, just like by chulin, a ben pekuah does not need shechita at all. You're allowed to rip it open and eat the meat without doing any shechita, without being moitzi the dam. So too, one could suggest that kachem does not need to have the process of shechita halacha kabbalah zrika in order to be matir the baser of a ben pekuah. So you're only left. So that din of parashas Re'eh would not be applicable to ober of ben pekuah. The only halacha that would be applicable is the halacha of parashas Tetzaveh of achlois and masher kubavem, that you only allowed to eat the baser after you had a kapara. And like we said, it's possible to suggest that by sheichet sheichet tois lachrayis, that by makter sheichet tois lachrayis, that halacha is mekuyim with the shechita and the zrika of one of them. So therefore, one could suggest that would be a good explanation why, although these are two separate kavanas, nevertheless, the zrika of one of them would work for the other one, although generally that certainly would not be the case, but in this specific case of a uber, perhaps that is the case.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.